Hello, welcome back to Hard Factor Nigeria, Infield Herring Port Harcourt, your number one talk station. I'm Dayo. It is 9 minutes going past 4 p.m. Discussions are on right now, and we move on to the subject matter of development and how that sometimes, while development is a very much desired thing, I mean, everyone wants development. We keep talking about developed countries, and the reason developed countries are called developed countries is because they are developed. If you want to be a developed country like we want Nigeria to be, it means that we must develop. And one thing that must be developed as well is a transportation system. I mean, the importance of a functional transport system to any country or any economy cannot be overestimated. But sometimes development brings pain, it is said. Remember that saying, no pain, no gain? Well, speaking of development, especially as it relates to the transportation or transport system in the country and some of the attendant pain that it might bring to some persons, well, here's a story that featured in our bulletin earlier on today. The Nigeria Railway Corporation is to continue its demolition exercise in Port Harcourt for the construction of the Port Harcourt Maiduguri rail line. Now, at least 50 homes around the old Port Harcourt township were affected by the exercise yesterday. Some stranded residents spoke to our correspondent, and here's some of what they had to say.
My ass is affected. To say, let them give us compensation. They didn't give us time to park. They just come unexpectedly. They start scattering the place.
Look at our building. Everywhere is being destroyed. No money with us now to go and rent out. All January. Yeah?
We are here with our family. They're a very big, large family. Even my wife is with pregnancy now. I have not stayed here up to 6 months that I came in with my children. And we're just coming back for travel just 4 days ago.
We're just coming back from holiday. Because they said they're going to take only 15 meter, and the 15 meter is over. Now this one don't come to a different level.
I'm the landlord of this compound. They just started demolition on Friday without no notice, no nothing. Keep everybody restlessness outside. So no home, everybody's homeless. If you can see now, our properties are outside. Nowhere to go. So the government should come into this matter and please help us.
Our spokesperson of the Nigeria Railway Corporation, Port Harcourt Depot in the Eastern District, Samuel Adoyibi, told our correspondent there will be no compensation. Adoyibi also explained reasons for extending the demolition to other areas.
Behind you here, we have the local stroke diesel shed whereby we service our locomotive. And over here too, we have one other adjoining line, either one or two. Behind it, where the exercise is currently going on, we have the turntable almost by carriage and wagon. So for us to make sure we turn our locomotive either to the long hood or the short hood, fuel dump, where locomotive will be fueled. These are the lines you are seeing. So and for us to actualize it, we have to remove all structures fouling our track.
Now, I'm asking you at this time, should inconvenience felt by citizens constitute a hindrance to development? Join the conversation. We're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. The phone line will be open shortly. But also for the moment, I'm joined via phone live from Enugu by Dr. Onyedikachi Stanley Onovon. He's a District Public Relations Officer, Eastern District of the Nigeria Railway Corporation. Dr. Onovon, good evening to you. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening, my brother. Good evening, everyone.
Right, let's get right to it then. My first question is this. Is it standard practice? I mean, there's no doubt in that a railway line is a great idea. I mean, anything to ease transportation, either of persons or even goods, is a very much welcome development. But in accomplishing this, once again, welcome development, is it standard practice to demolish buildings or to demolish homes to make way for the construction of rail lines?
Well, thank you very much for this question. Over the years, I'm sure you must have seen how there has been encroachment on railway properties, especially on railway right of way. The construction that is going on is a monumental of a very high proportion. It's not a child's play. And that construction, if the right things are not done, we may end up facing even a bigger tragedy, whereby full operation commence and we have accidents. If it happens, no one prays for it, but sometimes they come up. And we may even have greater casualties. So the safest thing to do is to clear the right of way and make sure that the contractors carry out their jobs without any hindrance and to make sure that the operations, the trains move without any problem. And then most importantly, to make sure that what is going to every other part of the country will also come to this part of the country in terms of railway construction.
You mentioned what you termed railway right-of-way. Now, that reminds me of another matter or another expression that is similar to that, which is the pipeline right-of-way. Pipeline right-of-way refers to pipelines employed by or employed in the oil and gas industry, usually installed by oil and gas firms, some of them multinationals or indigenous. Now, before you can talk about the pipeline right-of-way, the pipeline already exists. The pipeline has been installed already. Then we can talk about a right-of-way of the pipeline. We can't talk about the pipeline right-of-way if no pipeline exists there in the first place. Now, in this case, you talk about a railway right-of-way. Did the railway lines exist before now, or are we building from scratch? And if they did not exist, can we talk about a railway line of right-of-way if there was no railway existing?
Yes, that is the reason with right-of-way.
Hello, Dr. Onogo.
Can you hear me?
Could you start again? Go ahead.
Yes, I said that is why we are talking about the right of way. As a matter of fact, the railway track is called a permanent way material. You can bear with me that that railway track was there even before any structure came. So that is why right of way is being talked about. 15 meters from the center of the track on both sides should be free.
Now, at the time this encroachment started, and people—I mean, it must have been one structure at a time, one batch at a time, one building to turn to two, turn to three, turn to four. Before you know it, a whole community was brewing there. Did the Nigeria Railway Corporation not know that this was going on and making attempts to stop it, rather than letting people invest their resources in putting up those structures, knowing that one day we're going to demolish them anyways?
Well, if you look at some of those structures, you would have seen some marks on them. These markings are done to let people know. You don't do this thing. And these markings are done from when it is noticed that foundations are coming up. You go mark in the night. In the day. You come back the next day, you see that the structure has graduated. Do you understand? It's a challenge. I understand the pain that people are going through right now. But it's quite unfortunate. People have continued to erect structures where they are not supposed to erect structures on. And that is the unfortunate situation we have found ourselves. And this project needs to be on. And notices we are given over a year ago. So it's quite unfortunate. It's not, personally, I can't tell you that what I'm seeing there is exciting, seeing people suffer and all that. But to answer your question directly, these notices have been given over and over again. But you know the problem with human beings. When you give notice, you clear today, you come tomorrow. As a matter of fact, if you go to Gilbo Market Hall and watch our train pass, you will not believe that this is happening in the 21st century. You see people shift their tables, just bend their wheels, so that the trains will just crawl. These are trains that have time stipulated in station time, stipulated to cover from Port Harcourt to Aba and all that. But because of these obstructions, the driver has to do things that are not doable, just to make sure that people are not hurt or accidents occur on that track. You understand? But based on the construction that is going on, the operations in that axis is going to be highly intensified. And when that happens, if the right things are not there, at the end of the day, the media will come back to the Nigerian Railway Corporation and then question us on why we did not clear this right of way. That's the fact.
Now, you talked about notice being given sufficiently, that you said over a year ago. I'd like to play back the interview with one of the residents and our correspondent who claimed that no notice was given. Just play that back shortly.
My house is affected. To say, let them give us compensation. They didn't give us time to park. They just come unexpectedly. They start.
All right, so he says that they were not given time to pack or to move their things, and this was so unexpected.
Well, he didn't say that they were not given notice. What I heard is that we were not given time to pack, and I am not at the site there, so I may not be able to say exactly what happened. You understand? And we will ask necessary questions and then fix the things we know that should be fixed.
All right, by the way, you can join the conversation. A reminder, we're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter as well, at NigeriaInfoPH also. Let's get your take. The line will be open shortly to get your position on the matter as well. Now, also, you said, interestingly, you mentioned a while ago when you were talking about the pipe, the railway right-of-way, you said from the center of the track, 15 meters on both sides should be free. Now, or is considered the right of way. Incidentally, one of the respondents spoke to our correspondent on this. I had to pay back the whole thing again. Let's take a listen to that.
My ass is affected to say, let them give us compensation. They didn't give us time to park. They just come unexpected. They start scattering the place.
Look at our building. Everywhere is being destroyed. No money with us now to go and rent out. The whole January. Yeah?
We are here with our family. They're a very big, large family. Even my wife is with pregnancy now. I have not stayed here up to 6 months that I came in with my children. And we're just coming back for travel just 4 days ago.
We're just coming back from holiday. Because they said they're going to take only 15 meter, and the 15 meter is over. Now this one don't come to a different level.
I'm the landlord of this compound.
Alright, so you mentioned 15 meters. This person also confirms that the NRC had told them that they were taking 15 meters on both sides. Apparently you've done more than that. And Samuel Adoibi, your spokesperson for the Eastern District, also had this to say about that. Let's take a quick listen to him before I come back to you.
Behind you here, we have the local stroke diesel shed whereby we service our locomotive. And over here too, we have one other adjoining line, either one or two. Behind it, where the exercise is currently going on, we have the turntable almost by carriage and wagon. So for us to make sure we turn our locomotive either to the long hood or the short hood, fuel dump, where locomotive will be fueled. These are the lines you are seeing. So and for us to actualize it, we must have to remove all structures fouling our track.
All right, now, so these extra structures that have to be removed, does it exceed the 15 meters on both sides from the center of the track, which you described a while ago as being the railway right-of-way? And if it does exceed the 15 meters, what would be the implications of that? Is it still within the realm of railway right-of-way, or has the NRC gone beyond the railway right-of-way?
The voice you heard, Mr. Atuebi, is the public relations officer working in Port Harcourt. I am the district public relations officer in the headquarters here in Enugu. Now, when you talk about 15 meters on both sides, that is the standard and that is what is being maintained. And in some cases, for instance, in some curved areas, it may be a little more than 15 meters. But the 15 meters are being maintained. Then when you heard Atoyibi talk about workshop areas, turntable, Google turntable, and see the operations of triangle, where the locomotive engines can turn. We're talking about operational areas now. If you're talking about turntable, you're talking about the workshop proper. Do you understand?
Mm.
If somebody can, just your reporter can go there with a tape and measure whether it is more than 15 meters. These people that are working under instructions, strict instructions, and they know the pain. We know the pain that people that are unfortunately affected are going through. The standard will not be shortchanged because the aim of this exercise is not to punish anybody. The aim of this exercise is for everybody to enjoy the dividends of this construction that is going on. So I want us to have that at the back of our mind. It's unfortunate, a lot of people are displaced, but that is the challenge we have with Nigeria. That is the challenge we have with human beings. It's not easy looking at, but let us always know that it will always pay to do the right thing.
All right, Dr. Nova, I'd like to ask you about the touchy matter of compensation. However, I do have to go for a commercial break now. So when we return, the conversation will continue on whether or not this person will be compensated and other related matters. Do please stay with us. Hard Facts return shortly.
You are tuned in to
99.3
Nigeria
FM. And now, Hard Facts. Hard Facts with Dio.
Hello and welcome back. It is 4:30 p.m. Still Hard Facts from your, originally live from your number one talk station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Dial. Discussions are on, and we're discussing Nigeria Railway Corporation continuing its demolition exercise in Port Harcourt, with a view, of course, to putting up new railway lines, the Port Harcourt Maiduguri rail line, especially. And joining me, I'm asking you, by the way, should inconvenience felt by citizens be a hindrance to development? My guest, once again, is joining me via phone from Enugu, Dr. Onyedikachi Onovo, District Public Relations Officer, Eastern District of the Nigerian Railway Corporation. Dr. Onovo, you're welcome again.
Thank you very much.
A very touchy matter for a number of persons, because even without the issue of the railway right-of-way, which you have explained in some detail, I believe a lot of Nigerians are also aware that government, I mean, putting it very simply, government owns land. Every land in the country is held in trust by the governors of the various states. So literally, and I mean literally, as I'm sure you know as well, the governor of his state, River State, for example, can decide tomorrow to take over any parcel of land as long as that land is going to be used in the interest of the state, in the public good, as it were. But even when that's going to happen, even when government owns land and wants to take over or repossess land to use in the interest of the general good, the public good, there is compensation to be paid to those who are affected by government's repossession of said land. However, in this case, it does appear that compensation is not even being considered at all. Is that correct? And if that's correct, why is that the case?
Well, I may not be able to get into the discussion of compensation payments by state governors, you know, when they want to repossess their land that, you know, was taken by people. Issue of compensation, I may not be in a position to explain the situation right now as far as compensation is concerned. However, we must understand that compensation are paid on land that, for instance, these people, we know that the government owns the land. But what we are talking about here is a right of way that is everywhere. Check the highway code. Google it. There is a level, there is a distance you are not supposed to build close to the track. Do you understand? So what the Nigerian Railway Corporation is currently doing is also an effort to save lives. It's also an effort to protect these people from a greater danger that may befall them. However, I am not in a position to talk about compensation now, but I know that everything is possible because contractual agreements have terms that are stated in them. And then it also depends on where the structure is. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So
the structures, most of the structures that are, as a matter of fact, those structures were supposed to be removed as by those people that dealt them.
Now, that's it. I know I asked you a similar question to this earlier on, but I'd like to double back to it, if you don't mind. Now, yes, these persons have occupied this land and have built on it illegally, as it were, because the law is very clear, as you stated, the right of way. They had no business occupying such property in the first instance. However, this happened over time. They didn't start building, or they didn't suddenly materialize last week or last month. Or even, you said they've been given sufficient notice for about a year. I'm sure that this pockets or this small community did not materialize even a year ago. It took a while. They were building gradually. And yes, you say that there have been red markings there. But beyond the red markings, beyond going there, putting red markings and telling them, don't build here. This house should not be here. 15 meters, that's what the law says. Oh, what other more stringent steps were taken to ensure that these buildings, for example, now, you need to do what you're doing right now. You're not just putting red markings there. You're not just telling people to move away from there. Your bulldozers are there. They're putting down there, pulling down the houses, whether or not the people like it. So what other strong measures were taken before now to ensure that these communities did not even grow to the level that they are now, if any were taken at all?
Well, I know that even in your radio station, there were jingles that we taped over and over again. I can't lay my hands on them. About those doing businesses within the right of way. About those building within the right of way. You know, there are things you may not be able to do immediately. You can only conscientize people, try to appeal to their consciences. I want you to place yourself, remove yourself from being a journalist, put yourself to be a contractor handling this project, and you have a timeline, and you have a target. Remove yourself from being a journalist, remove yourself from being a victim, let's be objective. You understand? You know, we are not even talking about ignorance, being non-excusant here. But these are people that are aware. You know what happens in the world, especially in this part of the world, where people will know what is wrong and they will just go and do it. One person has done it, nothing has happened. 1 month, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, nothing has happened. Does that justify us to continue doing evil?
Yes, but if there's no repercussion, Dr. Novo, if there is no repercussion when one person does evil, or two or three or four, that's an invitation to 20 others to join in the evil.
But it still makes the evil to be evil. It doesn't make the evil not to be evil.
Absolutely.
That is the issue. That 1 million persons are doing it, it doesn't make it not to be evil. It's unfortunate. That's where we are today.
All right, join the conversation. The line's open. My guest is still on hand to take to respond to your questions, if there are any. Call 0700-923-093. That's 0700-923-093. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter as well, at NigeriaInfoPH. Let's get your contribution. The question I'm asking primarily, should inconveniences felt by citizens be a hindrance to development? Everybody's the most sensitive as a response. To answer the question, people's inconvenience should not be a barrier to development. However, people-oriented development may consider people's challenges and needs and include provision for such people, not some Everybody's. To the phone lines now. Hello, Hard Fact, to welcome. Please go on.
Hello, good afternoon, Dayo.
Hi, go ahead.
Okay, my name is, thank God, I'm calling from Uniport. A quick on the discussion. I don't think that what's going on should be a hindrance to the development that's supposed to be, especially on the railway. I don't know. Some people might not be informed. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Thank God.
Okay, some people might not be informed, but I can understand that by, you know, interactions and conversations, a lot of people would come to understand that, look, what we're doing is wrong, you know, and it will take for, we don't have a house, no shelter, and then they begin to build. And these are rights of way. This is a right of way. And it is for their safety, like the man has, you know, earlier mentioned. So I don't think that should stop development in the country or in the state or wherever it is. The only thing is, you know, like you just talked about compensations, and I think compensation will come when that's not already in existence, and then the railway corporation want to take over, you know, the land and all, and then they will pay compensation. But in the instance where this rail is already there, the right of way already exists, and somebody comes in to build, and I don't think you deserve any compensation whatsoever, whether it is A or B, it is illegal. It is illegal. It has to be done so that other people, in fact, even in the places where you build, people build houses close to high tension wire, electric poles and all, and you'll be waiting for when government will come or when there's disaster for you to leave. I think this should be an eye-opener or an example to people who build in places where they're not supposed to build. That's my comment now.
All right, thank you. Good to hear from you. Once again, 0700-93-093 is the number to call. John via facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live there. Also via Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. Hello, Hard Factor. Welcome. Please go on.
Hello, Dayo. Good afternoon.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dayo, I listen to the sound bites of most of the people on that live there. I must tell you, those people are not truthful, except one person. Dayo, I lived in Rewe. From 2013 until 2018, the issue of demolition has been there. I'm telling you the truth. I've lived in that place for 5 years before I left. So anybody telling you that the people just came overnight with the bulldozers, those people are not telling the truth. I'm telling you. I don't know why. Okay, talk. Hello?
Which people are you referring to? Are you talking about those who built, who are living there?
Yeah, those people who built there. Even I lived there as a tenant to a landlord. I was there when they came marking those, during the first term of Buhari. That was when this issue of people should start living away came up. But at the time, the matter died.
Mm.
So if anybody is telling you they just came overnight, it's a lie. The problem is that we... People don't like to tell the truth. We only tell where the story will suit us. So I don't think anybody should be compensated. Then those landlords who are aware, they are aware that this property... My auntie bought a plot of land from that place. And I was one of the persons that I signed as a witness to my auntie. It was written, temporary permit. It was never permanent. I signed the document with my auntie in the year 2012. The property is among those ones that has been demolished. So if anybody is telling you otherwise, it's a lie. Would you stop telling lies?
Mm. All right, great.
That project must go on.
Great to hear from you, sir. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go on.
Yeah, good evening.
Hello, go ahead.
My question to that guest goes this way. The Red Way Corporation workers were there when the land grabbers started to sell land there. Why didn't they ask the people not to buy land? Were the railway workers not there when those people started
this matter has been addressed already. I've asked him this question on at least two occasions in two different ways, and he did give a sufficient detailed response to that. So I don't think we have time to go over all of that again. And if you missed it, please go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/NigerianInfoPH, or go to our Twitter page at NigerianInfoPH, and you can catch up on the part where I asked this question at least twice, and he gave a response to it. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome.
Good evening.
Hi,
my name is Ike, calling from Old Jerry.
Go ahead, Ike.
Yeah, the fact is that those people, they don't have ears to hear something. That place is out of bounds. Railway, NPA, and airport. These are government street property. If you go there, they arrest you. That's how it used to be, 50s. I wonder why. There was a day I went there to look for my bricklayer. So even standing there, they were digging up those tracks, digging it out. I just don't understand this type of behavior. Digging it and selling, and whether it was there, cutting the whole thing, and we are selling them. I don't know where this type of man has come from. It's never like this in Port Harcourt before. So let them demolish the place and get out of that place. My big lads are living there. I want them to leave that place long time ago. They refused to go. Let them demolish it and do their work. That place is been there since 1912. That place. Since 1912, they built that thing there. It's been there. When you go there, they arrest you. When we were in primary school, you go there, they arrest you. Or you go to the airport, they will arrest you. You go to NPA, loitering, that they will arrest you. That's how you used to be with the government. But this government now is just...
great to hear from you. Thanks for your contribution. I have to move on, however. Hello, Hyde Factor. Welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello, Dave.
Hi, go ahead, please.
Good evening.
Hello, go ahead.
Just to react to...
Could you speak louder, please?
Okay, can you hear me now?
It's slightly better. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hi, 713. Hello, you're welcome. Please go on.
Good evening, Dayo.
Hello, go on.
Thank you. My name is Perez Aya. I thank all... Yeah, thank you. I thank your guests. Also thank the contributors, people that have spoken, all of them. I thank them so much. They all spoke the truth. They said the truth. You see, when you tell people about government property, they will tell you, nah, forget that thing. You see, I happen to live in Oyibo, where the national grid exists. Where the pipeline exists. When you tell them 15 meters, they thought it's 15 feet. Now, 15 meters is about 50 feet. Like your guest said, 15 meters from the middle of this thing to both sides 15 meters, which is, if you measure them, is about 100 feet. So I know so many people don't know the difference between feet and meters. They are assuming 15 meters. Like that man that said over the radio that they kept the 15 meters. If you watch, it's not 15 meters, it's 15 feet. And 15 feet is not even up to anything. A meter is 3 point something feet. So what are we trying to say? We should be educated. Now, government is not like human being that you will encroach into their property, they will run and come immediately. Government is a process. Government is more than one person. So, and at times, just like the other day, they were dualizing the national grid. I see so many houses that were closed, that encroached. As they saw the people coming, they were conversing, negotiating with the people on how to bribe them so that they would not demolish their house. The people said they did not even come to demolish house. They should keep their money. But keep 15 meters. They are keeping 15 feet. Now, the day that the national grid will come to demolish houses, they will say government are bad. They will say nobody informed them. And this is something that has been in existence for a long time. The same thing with pipeline. You see people encroaching, building very close to the pipeline, whereas they said 15 meters. So I think it's an eye-opener to everybody. Let them know that 15 meters is not 15 feet. 15 meters is about 50 feet. So let everybody carry that in mind. Nobody, everybody should stop complaining that government have demolished their house. So long as railway is concerned, it was not established by Nigerian government. It was established by the British government long ago. And those people used to forecast. So that is my take. Thank you. God bless you, sir.
You're welcome. Via Facebook, Educate Manuel Ghost. Dr. Novo, I have not forgotten you. I'm coming back to you in a minute.
No problem. I'm listening.
All right. Educate Manuel on Facebook goes, good evening, Dow. This railway demolition is not something that just started today. The people crying are non-indigenous people who are under rentage. If the Kure landlords would tell themselves the truth, you'll find out and agree with me. They have been paid for those places before, and they were thinking that government was done, and they started giving out those portions for businesses, and some of them went to the extent of building on those portions where government had paid for. I urge the tenants to sue the person to sold or rented the place for them, because that is extortion by tricks. Also, another message here, this one from Eric Chooks. Okay, the same Nigeria Railway Corporation now complaining about this right-of-way by offering temporary occupation license to those occupants who have now constituted a nuisance. I need to ask you about that, Dr. Novo, because this is the second person who is referencing that or mentioning something about a temporary, I think a previous caller mentioned that as well, something about a temporary occupancy or a temporary license where these properties were sold to persons. Does the NRC know anything about that, about this temporary occupation license, if I may call it that, that was given to some persons?
Let me help you. I wish you could read. You know, the first person that called and made reference to that document stated what that document, temporary, as it is written, as you said it, temporary, and it is stated there, no permanent structure. It is also stated there, railway will reclaim their land whenever the need arises. You know, when these lands are left open, a lot of things happen there. So instead of allowing them lie fallow, people besiege the corporation, and they have need to do small things, to do something that they get. They can just use to be fending for their family. Now, railway considered and said, okay, it can be given to you strictly on a condition that you will just put something that is little, like plank and zinc, so that you can be selling sweet, you can be selling granules, you can be selling roasted yam. Whenever there is need for situations like this, you can just remove your plank and remove your zinc. But the situation that we have observed is that you give people license for TOL, temporary occupation license or lease, whatever the context it is, the people will go and start building permanent structures. And when you build permanent structures, it is at your own risk. The paper you signed for, the paper you accepted, still speaks. Go back to those areas as a journalist. Request for the papers that authorized whoever. Some of them were not even authorized. Some of them will just get there and start building. But if you're able to see anybody that will show you any paper, read the paper. I wish you had it. You would have read it on air now, so that you understand where we are.
All right, last eleven. We're wrapping up this conversation shortly. 0700-93-093 still the number to call. Good afternoon, Dial. Like in Bugemount, the Sandfield areas, it's known that there are roadmaps in that area, but I can tell you people are intentionally building. I can tell you people are intentionally building houses anyhow they like. Okay, let's take a call. I'll come back to this message shortly. Hello, Hard Fact, you're welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, go ahead quickly, please.
This is David calling from Omawan community.
Go ahead.
I overheard one of the callers said that the people need to be educated. That is the truth. But so many of us refused the education. I have witnessed a scenario. There was a day I was driving to somewhere. I saw a young man building a house across electric pole. I stopped and met him. I told him, young man, this structure you are putting here is across electric pole, and it is an unlawful act for you to do that. Knowing fully well that any time governments want to walk this road, know it very well that this structure will be removed without compensation. What happened to me that very day? I regretted my action. He nearly fought me, telling me what is my problem. How does what he's doing concerns me? He said a lot of things. I said, okay.
So finally.
So hello.
Finally, please.
So finally, many of us doesn't like to do the right thing, and so many of us, when we are being educated on how to do the right thing, we refuse it.
Thank you for your contribution. Good afternoon, Dial. The Sanford area is known that there are roadmaps in that area. I can say people are intentionally building houses anyhow they like. And when you talk, they will tell you even if they don't finish the building, when government comes to do a large the road, they will compensate them. And tomorrow, when government refuse, they will call them bad names. There shouldn't be any compensation at all. That's from Richard. We have to wrap up the conversation now. Thanks for joining in, especially thanks to my guest who's waiting on the matter as well. My guest, Dr. Onyedi Kachi Stanley Onuvo, is District Public Relations Officer, Eastern District of the Nigerian Railway Corporation, is joined via phone from Enugu. Dr. Onuvo, many thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, and thank you. I really appreciate this.
You're welcome.